Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. From the Ascension until Pentecost, the apostles gathered around Mary in prayer. And so now we begin a 9-part series culminating on the Feast of Pentecost to help you understand, both from Scripture and the Church and the saints, the intimate relationship between the Holy Spirit and Mary. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, and he's seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. Maybe the greatest mistake in the Christian life is this. We try to live by our own strength. We try to think better, try harder, become more disciplined, and yet something never changes at the deepest level. That's because Christianity is not about you improving you. It's actually about receiving a totally new life. Jesus said, "Unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." So Christianity is not primarily a moral system or a philosophy. It's certainly not a self-improvement plan. It's new birth. God does not upgrade your natural life. He gives you supernatural life. And that new life comes from one source, the Holy Spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. When the Holy Spirit gives this new birth, something astonishing happens. God does not simply help you live better. He places his own very life within you. St. Paul says, "It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me." So the Christian life, it's not imitation. It's participation. It's participation in the being and activity of God. Christ does not stand outside you as a model. He lives within you as your life. And this is the goal of the entire spiritual life, that Christ should live through you. And this life comes from the Holy Spirit. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery, once the life of Christ is conceived within you at baptism, it must develop, it must take shape, it must mature within us. St. Paul writes, "My little children, with whom I am again in travail, until Christ be formed in you." That's it. Christ must be formed in you. And how does this happen? Paul tells us. We all, reflecting the glory of the Lord, are being changed into his likeness from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is not only the giver of life, the Spirit is the one who forms Christ within you. if he gives the life and forms the life, then he must also direct this life. So the entire spiritual life can be summarized in one sentence. The Holy Spirit is forming Christ in you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, never shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery, Jesus, Mary, and the saints show us what it means to live by the Spirit. At her Immaculate Conception, Mary was perfectly filled with the Spirit, and from that moment forward, every thought, every desire, every action was carried forth by the Spirit. At his baptism, the Spirit descended upon Jesus. And then, full of the Spirit, he is led into the wilderness. And when Jesus returns in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, he declares, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me." Everything in the life of Jesus is inspired and carried forth by the Holy Spirit. And before his ascension, he tells the apostles, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and then you will be my witnesses." 40 days later, at Pentecost, they're filled with the Spirit, and we see the result. They're filled with the power that causes them to act with boldness. Peter and John are arrested and then released, and they return to their companions, and they pray, and the place where they are gathered is shaken, and they are all filled with the Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. And then comes Paul. He encounters Christ, is baptized, and is filled with the Spirit. And from that moment on, everything about his life and mission flows from the power of the Spirit. And he prays the same thing will happen to us. May the Father give you the power through his Spirit for your hidden self to grow strong. Glory be to him whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Do you see? One reality runs through all of this. Everything begins with the Spirit. Everything is sustained by the Spirit. And everyone bears fruit through the Spirit. It's all the work of the Holy Spirit. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery, the Holy Spirit gives us the life of Christ. The Holy Spirit forms the life of Christ within us, and the Holy Spirit directs the life of Christ. So, a question emerges, one we cannot avoid. If the Holy Spirit is doing everything, then why do we need Mary? If the Spirit alone gives and forms Christ within us, then Mary would seem unnecessary. And yet, Mary appears everywhere. She stands at the beginning, at the Annunciation. She stands at the cross. She stands at the birth of the Church at Pentecost. The saints speak of her constantly. The Church never stops turning to her. Why? St. Maximilian Kolbe gives us a clue. The Blessed Virgin Mary exists so that the Holy Spirit is better known. By looking at Mary, we see the Holy Spirit. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle.
Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, what caught your attention with that meditation, Teresa?
For some reason, this one really blew my mind, which is very funny to me because, in full transparency, and you know this about me, you started and you said, we're going to do a meditation on the Holy Spirit and Mary. And because this is your thesis, and this is really like the biggest chunk of your life's work, I've heard it very often. And I've read your book, and I've heard a lot of talks on it and a lot of meditations on it. So my first uncharitable thought was, oh, brother.
Not again.
We're doing this again. But it's incredible to me, and it really speaks to the fact that meditation is always worthwhile, even when we think we will learn nothing new. Because you can hear something 70 times, and on that 71st time, something can click into place.
Yeah.
And there's also something to that about Christ makes all things new, and that there's always something there. There's always something new there. Because my jaw was just dropped during this meditation.
Why?
In the way you talked about not an external example, but that participation, you're not like, oh, I kind of want to be like that guy. It's like, you're going to do it with him, is something I've heard so many times before. But that was such an appealing description of what it is to be a Christian, because Christian sounds like I follow that guy, not I'm like that guy. I'm with him all the time.
Yes.
It's not like, I think sometimes when we pray, like, Lord, do this through me, it makes it sound like I stop acting and it's just Christ and I'm the drone. You're nothing. You're not doing it with him. But to say we're doing it with him, participation. You had a specific line there that I can't remember what made it sound so almost catchy and specific, but it then struck me in that second half that thing that always stumps people about, yeah, but you Catholics, I mean, why would you think that Mary has any power? Why would you think that the saints, why would you pray to them when you can go directly to God and God's all powerful? But it's precisely this idea that we are called to participate with him in everything. And that is the mission of life, to participate with him to the fullest. what would it imply if Mary ascended into heaven and he was like, you're done. That's it. Everything is over for you. You are no longer working with me. You no longer mean anything to the salvation of the world. You did your bit. It's in the past. Rest, and that's all the afterlife is. And to the saints, you've done a lot. You've done so good. You're just done. I'm going to put you on the shelf now. God's literally like, and when you die, you will be with me and you will continue to participate with me and we will continue to work together and life goes on in a greater way. Like when you're praying with the saints, when you're asking for their intercession, they're still acting and working with God the way we should on earth. That's the implication of intercession. Because I was just thinking about when you talk about living like Christ, living with him, participating, it's reframing the Christian life from you want to... holiness sometimes sounds like being less human because you don't get to do all the things you want, but you're not saying be less human, you're saying be more divine.
Be more divine.
And so the afterlife isn't losing all your human things. It's to become some meaningless deity. It's like this abstraction that doesn't sound fun. But what you're describing to me does sound fun. God does make all things new. We do get to continue to participate in an even better way. Yeah. And that's just, you've got me reeling over that.
Yeah, not more human, be more divine.
And it reframes what we think that to be. It doesn't sound boring to me to be divine in that sense.
And who is the first one and the greatest one to be transformed by the Holy Spirit?
Mm-hmm. Mary.
Mary.
And exactly.
That's what this series is about.
Yeah. So you, thank you for doing this meditation, even though I was kicking myself at first. I'm just so thrilled and excited about this.
Good. Then come back tomorrow. And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.